For all shooters, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text ORDER to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text ORDER to 321-321. That's ORDER to 321-321.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us again on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report, and this is the final report of the season, sponsored by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at dumperdan.com. And this report, along with a dozen of them that we've done this year, will be posted on Facebook at Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. It's also brought to you this week by 3 great bars in Sheboygan, Bourbon Street Pub and Grill on Indiana Avenue and online at bourbonstreetsheboygan.com, Holler and Hills Bar and Grill on South Business Drive and on Facebook at Holler and Hills, and by Vreeke's Bar on Michigan Avenue, and they're on Facebook at Vreeke's Bar. Now, joining us on the road again this week, he's out there in Kansas, and we'll find out what he's doing. They don't have any Great Lake salmon out there. Dumper Dan Welch. Well, Dan, welcome back to the show, and what are you doing out there in Kansas?
Glad to be back, Dan, and talk about fish. And I just gave the outfitters smoked salmon from Sheboygan, freshly caught just a few days ago when I came out here. And they do not have that kind of fish in grocery stores here in Kansas, so they definitely loved a couple salmon smoked fillets from us at Dumper Dan's. We're out here, Dan, doing a little deer hunting. Got some good customers/friends, I mean, that have been with me for a while and I come out here hunting to Kansas and to Minnesota, and they come out fishing with us in the summer. So just a good relationship with both of these families and folks here in Kansas and Minnesota.
Well, what kind of hunting are you doing?
It's all whitetail hunting, Dan. I was out here a few years ago, and now I'm back in Kansas here, and it's all deer hunting, you know, whitetail. And we're at muzzleload season right now, which is the first hunt out here. We're doing that. I was here 3 years ago, and we did the late hunt in December, which was rifle. I shot a really nice eight-pointer here. Beautiful country in Kansas. We're pretty close to the Nebraska line. We're on the north end of Kansas, but just beautiful, beautiful country. Yeah, we're just chasing some whitetail, and actually the Minnesota folks where I hunt over in southeast Minnesota are with me here. So
okay.
They come with me to this camp as well. So just a good time hanging out, you know, trying to gather up some venison for the family for us to throw on the grill and hopefully put a nice deer on the wall as well.
Are you seeing some deer?
We are, yeah. We saw some bucks yesterday, nothing big enough yet, but we've only been here a couple of days. We're here for the whole week, so we're checking trail cameras right now as we speak on the midday here. We're back at camp and just checking out what's all out there, but I anticipate we're going to do pretty well. We usually do out in this neck of the woods.
Well, good luck on the hunting, and of course, you'll be bringing some venison back if you get a deer or two or three. But how's the fishing in Sheboygan? It must be pretty much the end of the King's migration into the harbor and up the rivers, isn't it?
It is, actually. Today we had six trips out. I've been managing that, you know, on the road here with my whole crew back at home base in Sheboygan. But tomorrow we got 10 boats out, 10 trips, I mean, six in the morning, four in the afternoon. We're still, you know, pretty busy here later part of September, but it is winding down. The harbor fishing, Dan, did slow down a little bit because we haven't had any rain, and that kind of hurt us because the harbor water is really clear, so that bite is real finicky. We are catching a few in there early morning, late evening, bigger kings yet. There are some to be had. A lot of people fishing the river, the pier, the break wall, and kayaks, their own personal boats, so they are catching them yet, Dan, later part of September, but it's just been a finicky bite with the clear waters. When we're not doing that, we're heading offshore, and we're going out 3, 4, 5, 6 miles and catching steelhead, rainbow, coho, and some 2 and 3 year old kings. There's still fish to be had on Lake Michigan. Just watch the weather. It can get a little breezy this time of year, but get out there when you get a chance because there's some good fish out there to be had yet.
And are the cohos moving into spawn yet?
They are, Dan. They actually came in early. Usually it's October when they come in, and they've been in for almost 2 weeks now, and they're nice fish. They really are. They're like solid, just thick 10-pound cohos. You know, that's about what they're averaging, and they fight really, really hard, and they're fun to catch. I caught a few in the Robalo in my personal boat the last couple weeks, and my customers have been reeling them in as well. The cohos are there. The kings are there. But that's starting to wind down, and then we head offshore here for the last couple weeks and catch a variety of other species as we are able to get out there depending on wind and weather.
Now, you're going to wrap up your season in just a short time, right? Early October?
Yeah, early October we're going to wrap up and get the boats out, get them cleaned up, get them in our shop, and start working on them like we do in the off-season. So, yeah, it's just too unpredictable on the weather in October, so I don't want people traveling, you know, all this way to get to us and not get on the waters. So, yeah, we'll be winding up here and pulling everything pretty quick. So we do have some dates open yet. We still are running trips into early October, but I would get out here now, get it done before it's over. Otherwise, call me anytime. I'm already taking reservations for next year's 920-377-1147 is my cell number. Give me a call for 2024 if you can't make it yet this year, and we'll definitely get you hooked up next year. I anticipate a great season next year because we had an awesome season this year. It was big numbers of trout and salmon, and a lot of people went home with a lot of fish.
Fantastic. Well, other sponsor this week, actually three of them, Bourbon Street, Hollerin' Hills, and Vreeky's. And what can you tell us about those places?
Great restaurants, bar, pub, and grills. She's really got it dialed in with three nice locations, both the north side of Sheboygan, south side of Sheboygan, and right in the center of Sheboygan, not far from our Dumper Dan docks. Penny does a great job. She's got a good crew, very, very good menus at all three places. So check out either one of them or all three of them if you're in town. A lot of the locals hang out at all of these three establishments, too, that she owns. Yeah, stop on in for a nice meal. No matter where you're at, north side, south side, or central Sheboygan, they're all good menu, good food, good bar, and good times.
All right. Well, Dan, we're going to let you go. I know you've got your eye on some whitetails out there, and you're going to try to tag a deer or two. Can you shoot more than one or with a muzzleloader out there?
Yeah, you can. You can. We can take one buck each and one doe each. You know, we're not going to take doe this far away, but, you know, we're after trophies is what we're at. We're at Spearman Outfitters. Spearman's a great friend of ours, John Spearman. Got a nice outfitting group out here. And then Jared and Johnny B are with me, too, and they're back with them in a couple weeks over at their properties in Minnesota, which he's got whitetail plots and plans. So he's got a nice outfit in southeast Minnesota, too. So definitely chasing some whitetail and then back at home hunting Wisconsin as well and put some venison in the freezer. Our family really enjoys it. We actually do a game dinner down by us, too. Have a lot of people down there for fish and for venison at my store, so that's a good time. It's nice to get out after a busy summer, that's for sure.
Well, it sounds like you're having a good time and you've had a good season, and I hope that you have a good wrap-up to the season, and then we look forward to working with you again next year.
Yep, I'll be back. Definitely, we get boats in the water mid-April, and we'll be going, you know, for lake trout and brown trout early in the season, and I'm hoping to cobalt are back early this year. They were here the first week of May of this year, and I'm hoping next year we'll see some early cobalt king action. So definitely get your reservations in when you can think of dates and you want to get them locked in. My number again, 920-377-1147, or Dumper Dan on the web, or Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters on Facebook.
All right, Dan. Well, thank you very much. Good hunting and safe driving coming home, and we will be in touch.
You bet. Thank you. Looking forward to next year already, and we'll post some pictures if we shoot some deer, okay?
Perfect. All right. Well, Captain Dan Welsh, Dumper Dan himself, out there in Kansas hunting for whitetails with a muzzleloader. And as he mentioned, he's still got about a week of fishing left if you want to get in on it. His Facebook page is the easiest way, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. You can call him as well, 920-377-1147. Our other sponsors this week are Vreeke's Bar on Michigan Avenue, Hollerin' Hills on South Business Drive, and Bourbon Street Pub and Grill right there on Indiana Avenue close to Dumper Dan's. Check them out online, on Facebook, or in person. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armored jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 62, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, lows around 52, overcast skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67, cloudy skies. Mid-60s, Tuesday and Wednesday. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Tuesday. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Another look at the short range, a high of 62 today, lows level off around 52 tonight, wish a top off around 67 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country, right now 58.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Night vision optics have been around for some time, but the technology is evolving. And here to tell us about some new developments is Steve Leminov. He's the Chief Marketing Officer of ArmaSight, Their website is armasite.com. Steve, welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for the opportunity to be on your program, Dan. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate having a chance to talk to you. And can you first give us an overview of what night vision and thermal imaging are all about?
Absolutely. Night vision and thermal has been around for several decades, as far back as World War I, when Germans used starlight technology to see the enemy. And then the technology progressed over the years in Vietnam with starlight scopes, and then in the 80s and then the 90s, it's really kind of taken off the ground when Desert Storm, Iraq conflict hit. Thousands of night vision systems were deployed to our troops, you know, having us own the night. And over the years, night vision has really improved in terms of resolution, performance, and being able to see in extreme low light conditions, you know, using starlight and moonlight, basically ambient light to amplify the image with night vision devices to produce a usable scene for our military forces, law enforcement, and even today, hunters enjoy night vision, you know, in their outdoor activities. Thermal, on the other hand, actually is a totally different technology. It's a different light spectrum, and it detects heat signatures of everything that's alive. And honestly, you know, even inanimate objects produce some thermal magnetic radiation that gives off some kind of a heat signature. And with thermal, you're able to see like cars, trees, tires, and animals and people. And, you know, because animals and people produce a lot higher degree of heat, they tend to pop up like, you know, almost like Christmas lights in the night. And you could detect them much more easily when there is no light, when it's dark and you're in the field hunting, shooting, those types of activities.
Uh-huh. Where does Armasite fit into this picture? Tell us about the company and what you're about.
Armasite has been around for several decades, almost two decades, and we've had a kind of interesting history. We were first a boutique shop and grew in popularity in the law enforcement military communities as we supplied night vision systems to those entities. What really propelled Armasite into the kind of the spotlight was our introduction of the very first commercially available thermal weapon sights. And that really was a game changer. And we saw huge adoption and traction from the marketplace, having those types of products that really help you control predators like hogs and coyotes and surveillance and detect heat signatures of animals and people. It really was a new thing for the industry, for the electro-optics industry, that really catapulted us. Back in 2016, FLIR Systems acquired Armasite, and we were integrated into their commercial division, and we kind of grew exponentially. But FLIR decided after several years to get out of the commercial space and divested the brand, unfortunately. And recently, as of 3 years ago, Essentria, parent company of Optics Planet, Camp Saver, and other brands, approached FLIR and reacquired the assets, IP, and brand back from FLIR and created a new separate company, Armasite, to continue in the product development and bring to market new exciting devices in the night vision and thermal space.
Now, you mentioned military and law enforcement as the main users of products like this, but you also say that now hunters are using them. What is the application for the non-military, you know, the average hunter or outdoorsman?
Yeah, in the last 5 years or so, maybe even a little more, there's been a huge surge in hunting at night because, you know, as we all know, there's only pretty much two seasons, spring and fall, for either deer or turkey. So there's a big gap between the seasons. You know, you have summer and you have all of late fall or early spring. With the prevalence of feral hogs in the South, Talos states, and really kind of growing across the country, and also an explosion of coyotes across the country, there's not many restrictions in states to hunt those types of predators. Feral hogs are predators, and coyotes are also, you know, nuisance animals and predators. They take advantage of unprotected livestock, causing millions of damage to farmers. Feral hogs cause billions of dollars of farmland damage all across the South, in Texas and Louisiana. I've hunted several times in Louisiana with thermal and night vision for feral hogs. It's a really incredible experience. But that type of hunting is really grown in popularity because it's given hunters more opportunities to pursue their passions and hunt during the night when it's a little cooler and sometimes more available, you know, as time, because people work during the week, you know, 9 to 5, or, you know, during the daytime. At night, sometimes they could sneak out and put in a couple of sets and they go predator hunting, either feral hogs or coyotes or other species that are legal to hunt at night. You know, you can't hunt deer at night, it's illegal, we all know that, or turkey, but other animals, depending on the state you're in, there's various species that are legal to hunt during nighttime hours.
Yeah, and here in Wisconsin, I checked the regulations. As you mentioned, predators and coyotes, I think, are the only coyotes and raccoons are the only animals that are generally hunted at night and where it's certainly legal. And as far as I can tell, thermal imaging or night vision scopes are legal as long as you're hunting a game species that's legal to hunt or within the legal hours. So I would suppose that low light conditions like dawn and dusk, where you may have legal shooting hours, you can have the benefit of a thermal or a night vision sight.
Thermal, you know, you're not limited to only hunting during the nighttime. There's some misconceptions by some people that the thermal you can only use at night, but you could use thermal during the daytime as well. You'll see basically the same type of image with a thermal scope at night and during daytime hours. So night vision is a little different because you can't overexpose night vision to bright light or you can damage the system. But thermal, you know, you don't have those types of restrictions.
Uh-huh,
and that's the advantage because you can see both day and night through different environmental obstructions like haze or fog. You don't impede thermal technology and you can see and hunt during those conditions as well.
But you wouldn't use a night vision scope at dawn and dusk then?
No, dawn and dusk is still a little bit too much light for traditional night vision devices. You want to have the stars out and use the ambient light or infrared illuminator that produces artificial light to use night vision. Night vision is pretty sensitive to bright light.
Okay. Well, Steve, I've got a few more questions, but we've got to take a break here. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
All right, folks. I'm talking with Steve Lemonov. He is the chief marketing officer of ArmaSight. They make night vision and thermal imaging products. Their website is ArmaSight.com, and we'll be back with Steve for a few more questions right after this. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station. Or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armor jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Folks, I'm talking with Steve Leminov. He's the chief marketing officer of Armasight, a company that makes night vision and thermal imaging products. Their website is armasight.com. And Steve, we were just talking about applications for hunting of your products, and you were telling me that you would not use a night vision scope in what are traditionally known as low light conditions, dawn and dusk, for hunting. And why is that?
That's a very good question, Dan. And the reason for it is, unlike digital night vision products, traditional night vision, or as we call it in industry, I squared, is very sensitive to excessive light, and pre-dawn, dawn, or dusk hours still produce an excessive amount of light in the atmosphere. And so traditional night vision is not appropriate because you may cause damage to those systems. Now, there are less expensive devices like digital products that you can use during those types of lighting conditions, but that's not what the law enforcement military individuals use, because there are several reasons for that, actually. Digital night vision is very hungry for artificial light. So if you don't have enough ambient light from like an artificial source, like an infrared illuminator, or like dusk hours or dawn hours, your performance will not be really good, you know, especially if extreme low light, if, let's say, you only have stars or overcast and you're not using an IR illuminator with a digital product, you're not going to see that performance like you would see with a traditional night vision device that, let's say, the law enforcement military individuals use. Traditional night vision systems like PVS-14s or like our BNVD-40s that use high-grade Gen 3 image intensifier tubes do not need artificial sources of ambient light. They can rely on starlight, moonlight, any kind of light pollution in the area to produce that image, you know, a high quality image for you to be able to use at night. So these systems are very sensitive to an excess of light and may be damaged by an excess of light. Even though today's technology has certain protections on those tubes, like automatic brightness control and other features that protect the system, the image intensifier tube, but there's still a risk if you overexpose those systems. But contrary, you know, the technology in terms of thermal has advanced so much. You have some really high-end systems with great resolution. And after the program, I'll send you a scope to test out and see exactly what I'm talking about. You can see for hundreds of yards away and be able to identify various targets, see the scenery, and be able to hunt effectively day or night. And, you know, even record, there's features that in today's technology and thermal products that allow you to record your hunt and bring it back to share with your family and friends, and so they can experience what you experienced in the field as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to trying that out. I'm sure it's going to be an educational experience for me because I've never used these products. Now, you have some new night vision kits, I understand. Tell us, first of all, the concept of the kit. What is a kit, and what have you got now that is going to be on the market?
Sure. What we refer to kits is a combination of different products that give the end user the full capabilities of having the device and being able to use it hands-free. Now, you know, you could purchase various components and subsystems like helmets, helmet mounts, the actual night vision devices separately from various different vendors and sources. We decided to kind of, you know, streamline the process and make it a lot easier for the end user. And by combining all those elements, you know, be able to reduce the costs. So we're partnered with great companies like Team Wendy, Wilcox Industries for the helmet mounts, and combining our systems and various accessories that go with those systems to give a holistic package to the end user so they can go out hunting, spelunking, you know, go into a cave if they're, you know, like to explore at night or in the woods and be able to have a hands-free experience, either, you know, holding, you know, a rifle if you're hunting at night or carrying whatever supplies they need to carry. They have a better experience because they get a helmet, they get the helmet mount, they get the device that attaches very seamlessly into the helmet mount, and they're able to operate during extreme dark conditions and be able to use their hands and do the various things you'd like to do, like hiking or backpacking, or very popular is setting up a set, you know, carrying your tripod, your rifle, a game call, you know, popular items into the field to set up for, let's say, hunting coyotes, which is popular in Wisconsin, Michigan, and some of those other states.
Yeah, Minnesota as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I understand you're also launching a new mini thermal monocular. What's that going to be like?
Yeah, the Sidekick, we're very excited. The industry has been really kind of anticipating this product to be released, and we're on the cusp of starting to ship them. We're very meticulous in our quality control and what we bring out and release to the market. At our core, we're very customer-centric, and we are not satisfied until we feel the product is really ready to hit the market, because we're all about end-user experience, and that is what drives us as a company, having the best possible user experience out there. The thermal monocular, the Sidekick, it's a handheld device that can be used either in the hand or mounted to a helmet with a helmet mount and use it on a single eye or fuse it together with a traditional night vision device and have optical fusion. So you have the best of both worlds. You have night vision and thermal capability at the same time. Or you could have two of the thermal monoculars and have a true thermal experience with a thermal goggle, per se, and traverse the night, see exactly what's happening in the field. It's a totally different world out there when you're able to step into the night and see exactly what's going on.
I know I've done some traveling at night. Years ago, my son and I used to go out and hike during a full moon, and you don't need any flashlight if the moon is bright and full and overhead. And I'm sure a lot of listeners have also maybe done some night camping or just hiking at night if you know where you're going and you got the trail. But with your products, you wouldn't need to wait for a full moon, would you?
No, you wouldn't, and they'd be shocked at the world that is open to them if you have this type of equipment and be able to see exactly the nocturnal activity of various animals and species and what goes bump in the night, as they say.
Yeah.
It's a totally different experience in the world, for sure.
Yeah. Now, I understand you've got some other thermal products you're going to be launching in the fall. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, absolutely. After the Sidekick launches, we have a mini thermal weapon sight that we're launching called the Collector. That product is really geared for things like a crossbow. You could put a mounted air rifle, lower caliber carbines, or like an AR-15, like a 5.56. After that, we're going to release a thermal clip-on. So if you have a favorite rifle with a scope that you love to use during daytime and it's all zeroed in and you don't want to mess with taking your day scope off and putting a night vision or thermal device on, what the clip-on offers is you basically mount it in front of your day scope and it converts your day scope into thermal capability. So you use your reticle, your eyelid that you're used to, your exact same dope on your day scope, and the thermal clip-on converts your day scope into thermal capability.
Wow. Now that I can see some very good use for, because you don't have to swap it out with a scope, because most people, once you get a scope mounted, you want to leave it on there if it's zeroed.
Absolutely.
We got to wrap this up here, but you're sending me a scope to try out. What is it, and what can I expect it to do?
I'm going to send you our top-of-the-line thermal weapon sight in a 640 by 480 resolution. You'll be able to record on it and bring back your hunting adventures and showcase it to your friends, social media, and your audience. You'll be able to hunt both day and night. You know, I would recommend doing the night hunting and seeing if you could take some coyotes. The scope has lots of capabilities. It has multiple color palettes that you could choose from. You have lots of different profiles. You could set up for different caliber rifles. It comes with a quick detach mount where you can swap from different rifles depending on the application or type of hunting you're doing. So it's a very capable device, and you'll be very impressed with it.
All right. Well, Steve, we could go on here, but we're about out of time. I've got to let you go. So when I get this, I will try it out, and maybe we'll have you on again, and we can talk about what my experience is and share that.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you very much. Steve Leminoff, Chief Marketing Officer of ArmaSight. Their website is armasight.com. I'm Dan Small. Can't wait to try out their product. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Castle Rock and Peten Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-Pedenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pedenwell Lakes Association.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library. Lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And the Crestliner model year-end rebates have been extended through the end of October. And they're having a big sale on pontoon boats. You can check out Cedar Lake Sales website or Facebook page for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Ducks Unlimited, a proud sponsor of Outdoors Radio and of duck hunters everywhere. To learn more about the world's leader in wetlands conservation, visit ducks.org. We're also brought to you by Castle Rock Pedenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water. CastleRock-Pedenwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And our Deer Hunt Wisconsin show from the last several years is archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
We are online with this radio show where you can download it and take it with you. Listen at your leisure. Go to lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio tab and download the show. You can also find us on the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcast. And then you can find Dan and I on social media throughout the week. Dan Small Outdoors is where you can find Dan. At Hardwater Jeff is where you can find me all across.
Couple of calendar items you might be interested in this Saturday, and that's today for most listeners. I mentioned it's National Hunting and Fishing Day. Look for events around the country wherever you are. And if you're in Danbury, Wisconsin, or anywhere near it, the second annual Jordan Buck Day starts at 10 a.m. Details at BurnettCountyFun.com. And the third annual Clam Lake Elk Festival starts at 8 a.m., runs all day, and all activities are free. Warren Nelson and friends are performing at the Harborview Event Center at 7:30 p.m. in Washburn, and you can learn more about Warren and his appearances at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend, be kind to each other, stay safe out there, and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
On one cold leg, when the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy ack is just too lazy to lure.
93 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's Word to build our faith.
Well, good morning. Great to have you with us again. I so appreciate so many that tune in each week to hear His Word. This last week I was reminded of a scripture. It says, His Word is like a lamp to my feet and a light to my pathway. And I've been thinking about that and how important light is. As the days get shorter and shorter, I realize the more we need light. And I believe that is not only applying to this season that we're stepping into with the fall and the shorter days, but I also believe that that's something that God's speaking to people right now. That God, as we see these days becoming shorter, that the return of Christ is becoming near and near, with all that we see taking place, I'm reminded of how His promises remain true and steadfast, and how they provide for us the light that we need so that we can continue to walk into this path and know the security and the safety that He's promised. Yea, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth, even to the end of the age, even to the end of this world. His promise is that He's with us, and He's given us His Holy Spirit. And His Holy Spirit is the one that will lead us. It will give us wisdom above our own. And so my prayer for you to this morning is that you would experience the promises of Christ, and from those promises, walk in a greater degree of peace in your life, in your heart, and your mind. It says, His Word says that He's going to guard your heart and your mind. I believe that. We need that. And so as we step into these days, there's another scripture that I have been reminded of this last week. This is the day the Lord has made. I will choose to rejoice and be glad in it. On Monday this last week, that I stood at a cemetery with my family and for my father's funeral. And I'm reminded that life goes quickly. He told my oldest brother, he was one of the last ones to spend time with him, with my father. And he told him, he said, you're not very far off from this path that I'm taking right now. And my brother said, I certainly understand that, and I certainly know that. That when we come into these days that we're living in, you know, the days, the men of Issachar, it says they knew the season, or they knew the time that they were living in. And they understood the times. And then it says this about them. They understood how to respond and react to the times that they were living in. I think about that as, this is the day the Lord's made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that I need to understand the times that I'm living in, and then know how to reason or respond with wisdom, the truth of God's Word, and how to apply it into every situation that I'm living in, so that I do not become hopeless, filled with despair, because I see what's taking place. Last week, we went into the book of 1 Corinthians, and we're going to go there, and we're going to spend some time in 1 Corinthians, because if there's one book that mirrors a culture that we are confronting right now, it would be this city in Corinth. And Paul's been 18 months there. He's planted a church. He's invested quite a bit of his time into seeing a church come out of that culture and to follow Christ. And so here this church is in the midst of a culture that, like I said, could relate to ours, could mirror ours. One person said that the city of Corinth could have been referred to as a modern-day New York, because it was a center of commerce, because it was a place where many, many people were coming to trade. It was a port city in Greece, and so there was so much activity there. It could have been the financial hub of that day. It could also be described as the city of Las Vegas because it was pleasure-driven. Even there was a phrase that was like a slang that said, don't act like a Corinthian, or you're acting like a Corinthian. And what that meant is those people were being hedonistic, pleasure-seeking, pleasure-driven. And so it could be referred or related to Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, meaning there's a secrecy and you can live a sinful lifestyle without anyone in your hometown knowing it. People would vacation and go to the city of Corinth. Because why? There were over 1,000 prostitutes in one place. Because it was a place where whatever felt good, you did it. It could certainly be like Las Vegas. It could also be referred to as the city of Hollywood because it was a center of entertainment. Entertainment was elevated. If you wanted to go and be entertained, Corinth was the city to go to. And so what we can see is the dynamics of that culture have not changed from what we are encountering today. But here's the great news, is Paul, and so now he's writing this letter from the city of Ephesus. And Chloe has come to him, this lady, and she's told him, you need to understand some of the things that are taking place in the church that you established there in the city of Corinth. And so she began to tell him about the divisions and the lawsuits and the immorality and the drunkenness. Now, certainly, Paul was not shocked if he were to hear of those things happening in that city because those were things that were the norm. But when she related to him, no, these things are happening with people that are Christ followers. People that have the Spirit of Christ in them. People that have been called apart. And so he writes this letter, and he writes not to say, I give up on you, there's no hope for you. He gives this letter to remind us of the call of Christ in our lives, and that we've been called to be set apart. We've been called set up. So here he says, if we were to give a title to this message, it would be set up and set apart. So he set up his church there. He set it up for success. He says, Christ is in you. You have the word of God. You can begin to understand the truth of the principles of Christ. You have the Holy Spirit active in your life. You operate in the gifts of the Spirit. So you are set up for success, but you're set apart from the culture. So here's what he writes. I remind you of the setup that you're a part of, and I remind you that you are set apart from all these things. And so he corrects and he challenges them. How many of us understand that that's something that we need? We need at times to be corrected. There should never be a place in our lives where we come to this, where we, no, I'm not open and I'm above correction. I won't listen to someone, especially someone that we have learned that cares for us deeply and we trust. They should have the right and the ability, because of that compassion and that concern for us, to be able to correct us. Because what they see in us, maybe at times we can't see in ourselves. And like I said, Paul is writing because he cares deeply for this church. He loves them, and he spent 18 months, and they should trust what he declares or he writes to them. We should have those people in our lives. And then he challenges them. He reminds them that they were created for more. I believe that that's something that we so desperately need. We need people that will come alongside of us and say, don't settle. Don't be content for just making it, just being able to push through. No, you have to understand that you are more than a conqueror for Christ. You are more than an overcomer. You know what? This world is slipping away, but you were created for eternity. All those things that remind us. Deion Sanders has become part of the news, especially in these last few months. Now he's coaching Colorado and all the things that are going on in college football and how they beat the first game of the season, TCU, who played for the national title last year. Here he beats them with a team that went 1-for-11. Why? Because he's challenged those players. He's given them some goals to shoot for. And he says, you are set up for success. And here's the theme of their program. The word believe. Faith. Believe. Believe that you were created for more than just being a loser. Believe that you have been set up for success. And so Paul writes here in verse 1 of chapter 1, Paul, he says, I'm called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus to the church of Corinth, or the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is just in verse 3, his greetings, verses 1 through 3. And so he then declares thanksgiving in verse 4. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given to you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was being confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into this fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So let's just take these verses in a few moments here and unpack them and see what the Lord would speak to us, that he would remind us and he would encourage us this morning. So here he says in verse 1, I know who I am. My name's Paul, and I'm an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know who you are? Identity seems to be at the forefront in our society right now because of such confusion, such absolute foolishness that we've allowed to come in. Who is the one that will try to steal your identity? We know that it comes from darkness. We know that it's about confusion. We know that that's demonic. Confusion is demonic. Paul understands, I am not confused. I know who I am. I know whom I have believed in. I know where I'm headed. You see, it's identity. Identity. I am a follower of Christ. I have the Spirit of God living inside of me. Those things are light. Those things are truth. Those things push back darkness and confusion. So he says, this is who I am. I'm an apostle. I know my position. I know my calling. We need to know who we are in Christ Jesus. We need to be reminded of who we are in Christ Jesus. I have been created by God. I've been experiencing the power of God in my life. See, those are things of foundational truths that we find great stability from. So then he says, verse 2, is his audience. He says to this church in Corinth, who has been sanctified. See, he lands on their performance, their personhood, not their performance. He says, you've been sanctified. You've been set apart. Sanctification means set apart. He reminds them of the calling that God has on their life. The process of sanctification is a process that you come out of one thing and you transition into another. When you experience the power of Christ and new birth, meaning the Spirit of Christ has come to live inside of you, you've been born again, that begins a process of sanctification. Someone told me this last week about watching a movie. And now when they went back to watch this movie again, they realized they couldn't believe. I found that hilarious. I found this funny. Why?